Today we're building a Jungle Warfare-style jungle snare snap in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're learning how to make it feel wide without getting washed out, then arranging it like it belongs, in a real drum and bass record, and that last part matters a lot. In DNB, the snare is not just a drum hit, it's a statement, it's a phrase marker, it's one of the main things telling the listener, we're in the drop now, here comes the switch, or this section is about to lift off. So the goal here is simple. Make the snare punch hard in the center. Add width only where it helps. And then use arrangement to turn that snare into a proper musical weapon. First thing, start with a snare source that already has attitude. Don't overthink it yet. If you've got a tight acoustic snare, a break-derived hit, or a layered sample with a bit of grit, that's perfect. In jungle and darker DNB, ugly is often good. A snare that sounds a little rough in solo can sit way better in the full track than something too polished. If you're using a break hit, chop it down to one clean transient and trim the tail. If you're using a sample in drum rack or simpler, make sure the hit has a sharp attack and some mid-range crack. We can shape it, but we want the source to already have some personality. Now let's split the snare into three rolls: crack, body, and snap. The crack is the sharp transient. That's the part that gives you the slap and helps the snare cut through busy bass and break layers. The body is the lower mid thump, usually somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. That's what gives the snare weight and makes it feel like a proper drum hit rather than just a click. The snap is the top end noise or rim-like edge. That's where we're going to get a lot of the perceived width later on. You can do this with separate tracks or with simpler instances inside a drum rack. If you want a fast workflow, use simpler and classic mode for each layer. High pass the crack layer so it stays out of the low end. Keep the body short and controlled. High pass the snap layer even higher, somewhere around 500 to 800 Hz, so it's just getting us that bite and texture. This separation is huge. It means we can keep the punch centered, while only widening the part of the snare that actually benefits from stereo detail. Next, shape the snare with Ableton stock devices. A great place to start is Drum Bus. On the snare group, or on the main layer, try a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Add some transient, somewhere in the plus 10 to plus 30 range, until it starts to pop. Be careful with boom. In this style, boom is usually either very light or completely off unless your body layer is really thin. We want the snare to hit and get out of the way. If the hit still feels a bit soft, insert saturator before or after drum bus. Turn soft clip on and add a little drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB. That gives you density and attitude without just making it louder. For jungle and dark DNB, saturation is often better than brute force gain, because it keeps the snare forward and nasty without losing shape. If the tail is too long, tighten it up. You can do that with the simpler envelope, with a gate, or simply by choosing a shorter sample. In this genre, snare hits should feel clean and decisive. If the tail hangs around too much, the groove gets smeared and the next drum hit loses impact. Now for the fun part, widening the snare without wrecking the punch. Here's the key rule. Keep the core snare centered and widen the snap and air instead of the body. That way the transient still lands hard in mono, but the top end feels bigger and more exciting in stereo. A simple way to do this is with an audio effect rack. Make two chains. One is your center chain, dry and solid. The other is your wide chain, which handles the stereo detail. On the wide chain, duplicate the snare layer or the snap layer. Then use simple delay very subtly. Try something like 8 to 15 milliseconds on the left and 12 to 20 milliseconds on the right, with no feedback and only a small amount of dry slash wet, maybe 5 to 15%. Then high pass that delayed layer around 1.2 to 2 kHz so only the upper snap gets widened. You can also use chorus ensemble on a high pass duplicate, but keep it gentle. Low amount, low dry slash wet. We're not trying to turn the snare into a washy stereo cloud. We're just giving the top a little spread. That distinction is everything. Wide top, solid center. That's how you get a snare that still punches on club systems and still feels huge on headphones. For depth, add room, but keep it short and controlled. Jungle and dark DNB usually work better with a small room or tight plate vibe than a long glossy reverb tail. Put reverb on a return track or a send, not necessarily directly on the snare insert. Start with a decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Then use the send level to control how much space you actually hear. If the reverb gets splashy or harsh, Follow it with a Q8 and trim the top a bit. The goal is to create dimension, not to blur the groove. Now let's make the snare feel like it belongs to a real record by building a variation rack. Duplicate the snare chain and create two or three performance states. For example, you can have a dry, punchy version for the main phrase, a wider version for lift and tension, and a dirtier version for fills or switch-ups. Map a few macro controls. One macro for width, one for dirt or saturation drive, one for space or reverb send, one for crack, maybe a gentle EQ boost around 2 to 5 kHz. This gives you instant control over how the snare behaves across the track. This is a really important mindset shift. Don't think of the snare as one fixed sound. Think of it as a performance element that evolves with the arrangement. So now we move into arrangement view, and this is where the lesson really becomes musical. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. In DNB, the snare often acts like a phrase anchor. You want the listener to feel the return every couple of bars, but you also want the end of each phrase to bring a little change. A strong example is this. Start with a 16-bar intro tease where the snare is filtered, lighter, or broken up with bits of breakbeat energy. Then in the first 8-bar drop, let the main snare stay dry, centered, and confident. In the next 8 bars, bring in a slightly wider version or a reverb throw on the final hit of the phrase. Then in the switch-up, push the snare a little further with more width, a bit more dirt, or a small fill. The trick is to keep the main backbeat stable. You're not changing the snare every single hit. You're letting it evolve in a way that feels intentional. This is also where ghost notes come in. Tiny ghost snare hits before or after the main hit can make the whole groove feel more alive. Put them 1/16 or 1/32 before a downbeat, keep them quiet, and use velocity or clip gain to tuck them into the pocket. A soft pickup before bar 4, a little flam before a turnaround, or a double hit before the drop resets can add that jungle-style motion without cluttering the groove. That's one of the secrets of this sound. The snare isn't always just one event. Sometimes it suggests momentum. A great workflow is to use the snare as a transition tool. Automate the reverb send up on the last snare before a fill. Widen it slightly in the final 2 bars of a section. Open a high shelf a little during a build, or throw in a reversed snare or reverse reverb moment before the drop. Those little moves create that feeling of the track breathing and moving forward. And in darker DNB, that's what keeps the energy sharp. Don't forget the drum boss and bass relationship. Route your drums to a drum boss or group, then glue them gently with glue compressor. Keep the attack fairly open, the release sensible, and only take off a few dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not crushing. If the bass is fighting the snare, carve space. Dip a little around 200 Hz on the bass if the snare body is getting muddy. If the crack is getting masked, make a small notch or reduction in the bass around 2 to 4 kHz. The snare needs its lane. And here's a very important coach note. Treat the snare like a lead element. Don't just turn it up if it's not working. Clear the space around it. If hats, breaks, or bass layers are crowding the same mids, the snare will feel weaker no matter how loud it is. Also, don't trust solo too much. A snare can sound massive by itself, and then suddenly feel too wide or too shiny once the full drop comes in. Always check it against the bass and the break at a normal listening level. That's where the real decision gets made. If the snare feels too clean, at edge, jungle snap usually benefits from a bit of roughness. A touch of distortion, a little clipping, or a damaged resample can make it feel more aggressive and more believable in the style. A really effective advanced move is to create three snare versions, one tight and dry for the main phrase, one slightly wider with a bit of air, and one aggressive fill version with more crunch and a longer tail. Then swap those across the arrangement instead of automating every single hit. That keeps the workflow fast and makes the track feel like it has a design structure. Another great trick is to build a snare answer layer. This could be a quiet rim or second snare that only appears on selected bars, slightly late and tucked under the main hit. It creates a call and response effect that makes the groove feel less looped and more human. And if you want even more character, print a damaged version. Resample the snare through saturation, clipping, or compression, then blend it back under the clean version. That gives you controlled roughness without losing the main punch. So the big picture is this. Keep the snare core dry, centered, and strong. Add width only to the top detail. Use short space, not huge reverb. Then arrange the snare so it evolves with the song, especially across 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. That's how you go from a good isolated drum sound to a real jungle and DNB snare that carries the track. For a quick practice exercise, build an 8-bar drop section right now. Use one main snare source, layer a high snap and a lower body, add drum bus and saturator, then make a widened version, with a short delay or stereo layer. Program 4 bars dry, 4 bars slightly wider, and throw in 1 reverb hit on the last snare. Add 2 ghost notes before the turnaround, then bounce it and check it in mono. If it still feels like the lead drum event in mono, you've done it right. The goal isn't just to make a snare that sounds big. The goal is to make a snare that feels deliberate, phrase-aware, and ready for a real DNB arrangement. That's the jungle warfare approach. Punch first, width second, arrangement always.